Sir Gawain Hellstrom, once of Tower Rouge, lay stiffly in his bed, staring up at the ceiling, unable to sleep. He'd blown out his nightlight a good hour ago, but despite heavy eyelids and the weary ache in his bones, sleep still eluded him. Hazy shifts of light spilled into the darkened room from the corridor outside, and his night vision showed him the familiar shapes and shadows of his bedroom. Emma had insisted their furniture be transported from Cahalimar to the castle. Gawain didn't care. Victor was the one who'd end up footing the bill. It wasn't as if he'd chosen any of it himself. He'd never had the time or the inclination to develop domestic instincts. He'd spent most of his life as a soldier, and most of that on the move. His time at Cahalimar had been the longest he'd ever spent in one place. 4 interminable years. He'd waited so long for them to be over, only to discover that what came next was worse. He shifted himself into yet another position, trying to get comfortable. Emma stirred at his side, and he lay still, not wanting to wake her. The years in exile had been hard on Emma. She lived for the gossip, friendships, and factions of high society, and there was little of that in Redheart outside Castle Midnight. She'd been just the same at the Forest Castle. Gawain frowned at the darkness, and for a moment an old bitterness threatened to surface, but he pushed it back. He was Sir Gawain of Redheart now, for better or worse, and the past should stay in the past. Gawain lay very still beside his wife, not touching her at all, for no matter where they were, there was always something between them.
What's the matter, Gawain?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to wake you.
You didn't. You're not the only one who's had trouble sleeping lately.
According to you, you never sleep.
Well, I don't. I never have. Any night I get more than a few hours sleep is a good night for me. But I'm used to that. You're not. What's the matter?
Nothing in particular, just things. Go to sleep, my love. Busy day tomorrow.
Gawain smiled and relaxed slightly. There was something very comforting, even cozy, about lying in a warm, soft bed and listening to the sound of marching men, whose job it was to see you slept safe and undisturbed. Gawain in particular appreciated it. He'd done his fair share of marching back and forth in the cold on watch duty in his time.
Remember the bed we had back at Forest Castle? I used to love that bed.
Damned ugly monstrosity. Far too big, and it creaked every time we moved.
But it was comfortable. You could just sink into that mattress. And the furniture we had then. This stuff is all very well, but it's not a patch on what we used to have. But then that's true of everything here.
Well, you'll just have to make the most of it. We won't ever be going back to the forest.
We might. Someday.
No, we won't. We can't go back.
Gawain started to sit up in bed, and then made himself lie down again. They'd had this argument before, and shouting only made things worse.
Emma, after what happened, we can never return to Forest Castle. They'd hang both of us.
I only wanted to help. It just got out of hand.
All the long years of bottled-up anger suddenly came together in Gawain, and he finally asked the question he'd promised himself he'd never ask again.
Why did you kill him, Emma? Why did you have to kill him?
He was your rival, Gawain. He stood in your way. If you were ever to get on at court, he had to die.
But suspicion was bound to fall on us, and I never gave a damn for his position or getting on. I was happy as I was.
You never were ambitious enough, Gawain. So I had to be ambitious enough for both of us. Looking back, yes, it was a mistake to kill him, but it was such a clever plan, and it would have worked if we hadn't been betrayed.
Her hand drifted across under the bedclothes and fastened onto his, their fingers intertwined.
And you took the blame for me, Gawain. I've never forgotten that. You gave up your position and your honor to save me. What other woman was ever loved more than I?
What else could I do?
Gawain gave her hand a comforting squeeze.
Now go to sleep, love.
She snuggled up against him, her hand resting on his shoulder. Gawain lay still, staring into the darkness. King John had trusted him, knighted him, loved him as a son. He had been honored and content as a knight of the Forest Kingdom. And then everything had gone wrong, and in the space of a few months, he'd had to give up everything he'd ever cared for to save his wife. Perhaps the saddest truth of all was that deep down where it mattered, he was no longer sure he loved his wife. He kept it from her as best he could, if only because he felt guilty for not loving her as much as she loved him.
Blood and Honor is continued on the next CD.